self-esteem. صحصحين ولا نايمين؟ ولا شايفين اللايتنج اللي فيه اوف حبيبي كده؟ يلا كده بس اويكن ولا سليب؟
اويكن.
عايزين فايري بيبل كده. هو سيد ام فايري، هو سيد فايري. فايري كده اسيب فايري يعني كده اي شايني كده. واحد ام فايري ام فايري. واتس ذات فايري؟ ات بي شايني فيسز كده. شايني كده ايز كده. ايوه شطار قوي. هات البايبل بتاعي. هات البايبل بصراحه. يلا كم؟ شاطر قوي. لا كل حاجه كلها. بصوا هقول لكم وات از نيكس. هو ده الموست وات از سامري اوف ذا جيرني اوف جيسس. انا ذيس تايم فيري ماتش busy. What is the journey of Jesus? How can? I know all of you are excited, kinda, and everyone going back kinda, with new heart, but what is journey of Jesus, if we say? Journey of Jesus are four things. Please know them by heart. Sam, how can you and your group come here to the front? Ayo, habibi, tahan wa libi. You are the best. Come here. Very good. Thank you. What's the journey with Jesus? Four major things. Moses summarized in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Deuteronomy 8. Good morning. Good morning.
Taking some time about it. I'm sorry.
Deuteronomy 8, from verse 1. Please know them by heart. I say it again. Please know them by heart. I want you to understand one of the biggest problems that Mary speaks about it greatly yesterday. God bless her. And I see the little comments in Mary, that's very happy about the words. She said to us, big problem, how to understand language of God. How God is working. Why God allow that for her? If you understand how God is working, what God in himself, tell everything about it, about easy and understand. خلاص يا حبايبي, let us get a follow كده, Deuteronomy 8. Please, group اللي ماسكين موبايلز بيبعتوا text messages, great people. All the mobiles, I can collect some of them, gift for Africa. Don't worry. I need some of them. I need some of them. طيب, من عارف كل واحد قال لي البايبل. طيب, خلاص. It's okay. The Bible. More Bible هنا. يلا كده. هاتي رانا كده بسرعة. جوانا. رانا كده from verse 1. Good. 1 and 2.
Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord
spoke. What's the introduction between A? Why this commandment is important? Why should I know how God works? Why should I know who is God? Because if I would do that, what would happen? Who can remind me what Moses is saying here? If you know that you will get great life. You will grow, always growing spiritually, more mature, more growing. And also you will enter the richness of God and inherit the richness of God. So that's very important. You want to have eternal life, you want to be always in Jesus, you want always to be mature spiritually, you want always to be rich, take care of these commandments. عشان part of the problem stop us from inheritance. We can't understand how God it works. How God work? What's the surah? Continue, Sufka.
And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
I like this verse very much. بيقول هنا ايه كان زيت اجين سكر last part for 40 years what God did
in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart whether you would keep his commandments or not.
Why God allow us to enter like trials? Why God let us to enter challenges? Mr. Pencil, تعالى هنا. Come here. Yes. You have to wait for it. Take a pencil. Why? بس كده بس كده why God allow us to enter trials why we enter the challenges why ترى هقول كلمة much harder why God sometimes allow me to enter temptation even يعني many people say to me is Jesus love me مش Jesus want the best مش he created me for himself why he allow to fight temptation in a way why there is temptation sometimes why not God to make sex easy for us why not why God said that what was he said
teach us and verse 16
he
says لكي يحسن إليك في آخره
طب بس في حاجة قبلها انت جامبت ليه انت سيب بيرس بيرس تو واي يعني ايه يعني ايه what's the meaning to know what's in your heart
يعني شوف like if we love him or we don't love
him how do you know
طب يا if we follow what he said then if our actions
شاطرة قوي if I love Jesus I will say no for temptation I can't make it easy like that always believe me this time when I was traveling all over the world Everywhere people say to me, say that temptation is not for you. I know. I'm different. Why? I love Jesus. I don't want to be like others. How many of you want to be different? Do you want to be different or not? I want to be different. Yes, temptation is there, but I'm not under temptation. Not because temptation is there, I should do like others. I should behave funny like others. For God, allow temptation to make separation between God's people and the world people. كده بص كده when that challenge of entering the land of promise and the 12 spies went to see. What happened? What the report coming from the spy of the land here? What was the report coming? 10 of them said what? They said what? He said, land is great, but it's hard, impossible to get it. Two of them said, by the power of God we can get it. Just a separation is there. Two of them, they have eye of faith, say, we will get it. It is for us. A spiritual life for us. Holy life for us. And many people say, hard, say, how is this temptation? How is this world can I live good life? Be logic. Come, listen. You are not with us in the school. Come to the school to see everyone is doing this funny work. Is that true that everyone is doing this funny work? Is that? No. I meet all the way. I hear all the way people say, no, I am for Jesus. I'm not for this funny thing. So that's it. So first, God all the way want to see, do I love him? If I love Jesus, I will be always different. And what did me? How can you convince me that Moses was the next Pharaoh and was very successful? And everyone said, all the hope of Egypt upon this man. Why? It's great, amazing in his education, personality, power, challenge, everything. And one day, what Moses did? What he did one day? Can open Kenna? Hebrew 11, quickly Kenna. Remember what he did? What did it say? God is looking for different people, not current people. You want to be current? You will never work with Jesus. You will be the best in the world. What happened to Moses? What he did? Verse 26. What he did? What did for us quickly? What happened? Feed two, three people down. Remember? I think I'm going to offer it. طب ما في بلاس يسأل
so.
But why not to come here? Why you are down there? There's a place here. Tali, come here. Few places, okay. Yes. Ah, quickly, Kila. Hadi Rana 26. February 26. What happened? Khalid Rana 24. Min 24? Yes, yes, Bishop.
By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
Is that logic? Everyone was fighting for the son of Egypt, except Moses. Was fighting for what? He was fighting for what? Fighting for what? To be part of the people of God. Everyone was envying Moses will be the best new Pharaoh. Except he himself. I don't want that. You don't want that? What you want? What? How you dream for yourself? I dream to be part of the people of God. And what happened after that? What the Bible says? No one on the earth was like Moses. No one blessed like Moses. Even every time, I remember that Pharaoh himself was begging Moses and pray for me more than once. And at the end of his life, when Moses went to heaven, who could bury him? Who could bury him? Meaning that Moses. Who buried him?
God.
The ancients, they
hide his body. The God himself, Sawaru Rabbina. Shifu al-Honor and they, Sawaru, laid his tomb together and carried him and put in the tomb was God himself. Is that great honor? Is that worthy to be different or not? Worthy or not? When he decided to say, Lord, I love you, I don't want to be in the palace of Pharaoh. I want to be one of your people. And the God said, you will be the greatest ever person on earth, as the Bible mentioned after that. So first, God wants you to be different. How many of us want to? You want to be like people around you, or because I love Jesus, I want to be different. You want to be different or not? How many want to be different? You want to be different? Very good. I should give you a big hand. This is the first point. Second point, quickly, kada. Then got any Deuteronomy 8, quickly. I've been there much, but I'm so great. Great group, yes. Yes. Habibi, a light of the video projector, that great, great, great. Yes, thank you.
The verse was saying that God wants to know what's inside our heart.
Yes.
So, he knows everything. Why should he put me into
this? He wants you to reveal. Do you love him?
Yeah, so it's
I will not do it because I love him. When Joseph said no to this woman, and if I want to promote you, I want. Allah, thank you. I appreciate what you said, but remember something. I have forgot. I can't do that.
So it's for me to know, not for him to know.
Yes. You search, you discover. Do you love Jesus? I remember when the Lord said to Peter, do you love me? And yes. Look, do you love me? And yes. Take care of my people. Always our behavior. God put us in position because he wants to honor us. But we want to take a decision. You want to take a decision to be different or not. You want to be like for God or for the world. For God or for the things of the world. This is your own choice. Okay?
Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you, and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
Continue verse 4.
For all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister or swell. Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines
a child. No, that's it. Ain't I'm the ultimate option. No. 3 and 4. Quickly, kiddo. The second lesson here. First lesson, God put me in the world to witness I am a son of God. I will never do it. I'm different. I want to be always shining. I don't want to lose my taste as son of God. Yes, I will pay high price. But at the end, God is always honoring his people. Number one. Number two, which is more important here. Hello, Roshkina, can you remember the journey of the wilderness? And yes, Lord. And what happened this journey? For 40 years. 40 full years. Every day, God sent them enough food to eat. Nourishment. Every day. Hello, did I forget you one day? Hello, never, Lord. Hello, for 40 years. Did even your clothes turn out or something happen? Hello, never, Lord. Hello, time. Khalida, tell me another example. What about your shoes? Hello, never. What is the second lesson for you, which is very important? What is the second lesson? تصور كده انا كتير قاعد اتصور كده يجي لي imagination كده funny imagination طبعا اني in the morning people of Israel كده get up in the morning لقوا ايه؟ no manna. What happened? No food today. How many they were? Guess كده how many?
600,000.
How many?
600,000.
The 600,000 the elders. The men of four. Like in total how many? How many mouses will open to eat? How many mouses?
3 million.
3 million. 3 million people get up in the morning, go, eh? And knock the door, طبعا لا. So how many بقى jump into the house of Moses? Or the, not the hut بتاع Moses, ولا مش عارف, the tent بتاع Moses? Everyone knocks the door. Moses, what happened? There is no food.
Sahrir Square, you say.
And Moses went to God to cry, Lord, where is the food? وبعدين ربنا, oh, I forgot to send the food today. I was busy in America, sorry. Sorry, the angels. And he brings the arch angel, and what happened? And Lord, he didn't tell us about today. عشان ما حصلش delivery today. No delivery for them. Oh my God, 3 million, but they will eat. It's a big problem. For 40 years, never the Lord once. Never once. Is 40 full years forget to send them food. And every night, he sent these angels, يعملوا ايه? Fixing their clothes. And make massage for their food. عشان ما يحصلهمش swelling. Because they're walking all the time in the desert. What is the second lesson here? You are going to go to the world. What is the second lesson? Very important lesson. Of language of God. Who can tell me? What is the second lesson? Faithfulness of God. God always faithful to you. You are not returning back alone. You are not returning back without resources. You are not returning back and God will say to you, take care of yourself. Never. When you are going back, before even you go to the step outside, you find the Lord sending his angels to lead you all the way, to guide you all the way, to protect you all the way, to feed you all the way, to plan for you all the way. Believe me, ask that all the people among us, and I'm not sure all the way. Sorry, come on, I'm the old one, I'm the oldest one. Like in Bosnia, let us remember the journey all the way. God was faithful or not? Abuna Yohanna, that's all the time, but I'm going to ask you a question. God was faithful with you all the years or not?
Of course.
Did it happen once you regretted like you left your job to be a priest in the church?
Never.
God is faithful to us. So, Job, God was faithful with you or not?
Amen.
Yes or no?
Yes,
yes, always. God always faithful to us. Remember, you are not going to the world alone. كتير واحد يقول لي سيدنا انت retreat I thank you. It was great. It was great. I receive a lot. I love Jesus now. I want to finish it. But, oh, what? The only devil is waiting me at the gate here. Say, what can I do? Temptation at home. What can I do? My friends waiting me tomorrow at the school to take me down again. What can I do? What's the answer? That Jesus is there waiting. The mighty hand Jesus is holding your small hand. When you are going from here, please put your small hand in the hand of Jesus. Trust that He is faithful. St. Paul, who start with you the good work, He will continue working with you. He did start with you here, not to leave you alone. Not to say to you, let me see what you do. No, before you go, He is leading. And before you decide, He is thinking for you. And before you enter temptation, He will give you extra power to be always victorious. Second point, God is faithful to you. Do you trust that God is faithful to you? Do you trust that God is with you or not? What you want to, when you go from here, you want to go alone? I promise you, whatsoever power you receive here, you will lose it after 2 days. But if you are going with God, will you lack any resources or any power? Will you lack? Never. God is faithful. God led 3 million people all the way, food, nourishment. Can you back home believe the world? Can you back home light? You back home warming. I feel the warm as though the Tiffany. Can you back home fire below above them in the desert? I said to warm them and give them light. And in the morning, big cloud. To be like air condition above them, to protect them from sun, and to be like a wet air condition upon them, to keep the weather all the journey. To the weather inside here, the temperature here. That is God. He loves you. He wants to be with you. You are not alone. Don't worry. Khalas, are you with me or not? How many could sleep till now? Let me check. How many? 5, 10? Tatiana, continue, sir. The third lesson. What is the third lesson? Quickly. Had it for us, verse 5.
Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good.
What is the third lesson here? What is the third lesson? Quickly. Who is leading you? He is? I can't hear you. He is a father. I like this word. He said, look, Kenna, who will be with you all the journey? He is a father. As a father take care of his son, I will be with you. All the way he is father with us. Sometimes he pinch my ear. How many times God pinch your ear? How many times? Many times, okay? Yes or no? How many times can God get up? Pinch your ear. How many times? Many times. Mishkera? في بلاد بتضحك بخبص كده. مهم. How? Why he did pinch your ear like that? Why? Why did he do that? Because he loves you. Be careful. He wanted to tell you, take care. He wanted to tell you, be careful. He wanted you to tell you, I am with you. Don't worry. All the journey, he is a father. صدقوني لما ببقى في الايربورت كده I see young children كده roaring around running father running behind them كده قاعد اقول this is God كده a mother caring for a baby and he's making all the problem I hate him about to kill him and she's smiling all the time like that I hate my life from his voice from what he's doing distributing like confusing everything and حموتها حموته هتلاقي المزر سمايلين كده قول that is God the same God he loves us like father like mother care صحيح شفت كده شفت كده في الطيارة مرة وولد صغير everyone hates his life is spent except his mother is smiling that happened all the time I see that everywhere كده صحيح تيجي أيام كده ناس visit me كده في الهاوس بتاع ولاقي معاهم بيبي كده بيكسر كل حاجه على التابوت و I hate my life I'm about to throw it from the window my mother is smiling كده صحيح صحيح this is God God love us. Love us. He loves us. His mother cared for us. All sharing. Don't worry. Are you afraid for tomorrow? How many of you are worried about tomorrow? Are you worried about tomorrow? Oh my God. Worried that you are father. Great father like God. You are worried? No, I'm not worried about tomorrow. They asked St. Paul, are you worried about tomorrow? What he said? What was his answer? Are you worried about tomorrow? Are you afraid? He should be killed next day. When they asked him what he said to them about tomorrow. Tomorrow for me is Christ. I'm not afraid of tomorrow. Christ himself. How many of you look tomorrow and say tomorrow is for me is Christ with all his power, with all his success, with all his care. Tomorrow for you Christ or not? How many say yes? Tomorrow for me is Christ. I'm not worried. I'm so happy. I'm so optimistic about tomorrow. Do you have that or not? Great to me to be down. That's great. Last lesson by Ashan Abdul Asukhal. Book to Africa, stretch yourself, stand up. Stand up, stretch yourself. Stand up. Too much to stand up. Sorry, I disturbed your sleep. That's bad. Andrew, I'm coming. الرعاية كنت مطر هنا. تحب نروش تاني مية؟ زي على الأساس كده زي نقول سفاتريك يا عيل كده أخونا يقول لك جينا الليل ويا نروش مية تاني. يلا كده ستريتش يور سيلف سيت داون. لاست ليسن عشان خاطر نصلي قبل ما نمشي بقى. حد يقول لنا بقى الفيرس 6 فيرس 7 فيرس 7 اند 8 هو يريد فور اس فيرس 7 اند 8
For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land of flowing streams and pools of water, with fountains and springs that gush out in the valley in the hills.
8.
It is a land of wheat and barley, of grapevines, fig trees and pomegranates, of olive oil and honey.
قال له God is keeping for you. عايز تعرف؟ قال له Can you write for me المنيو بتاعت اللاند اللي احنا رايحينها؟ Can you write CD of the land؟ قال له بص This land is full of water, full of honey, of olive, of oil, of wheat. طبعا الحاجات دي كانت هي الفيمس ذات تايم. ما كانش عندهم كورن فليكس والسيريال بتاعت المرة دي ما كانش يكتبوا أو يقولوا إكس ما كانش في الحاجات دي كلها. كانت في حاجات الفيمس بتاعتهم حاجات تانية. يعني as if God was saying to them, God is bringing you to the best land. What is the last lesson? What is the last lesson? In the future for us is full of hope and joy. God keeping for us best future. Full of joy. كل حاجة حلوة شيلها لي يسوع تقول. يسوع في ناس afraid of tomorrow, and tomorrow maybe crisis happen, maybe problem happen. And all the time we are speaking about what tomorrow in Asia, what tomorrow in London, what tomorrow in my job, what tomorrow in my family, what tomorrow. I feel what tomorrow is God giving for me the best for tomorrow. Do you look towards tomorrow kind of with joy or with fear? How many kid look towards tomorrow? Lord, you are giving me the best tomorrow. Do you have that? Open kid up. John 3. Rikum haga hello. John 3 kid I shall say. Quickly kid John 3. No, sorry, John 2. What's kid John 2. Verse 9. How do you look at that? John 2 from verse 9. Yes, anyone read? Anyone read for us?
But the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from. But the servants who had drowned water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now."
And you have kept the good wine till the end. Oh, well, good wine came from where? Who offered this good wine? The bad wine came from people, but the good wine from Jesus. Always Jesus keeping with me the best wine till the end, till tomorrow. Not because today is good, I'm afraid about tomorrow. Tomorrow is keeping for us the best wine. Jesus always the same. Always faithful to us. And I'm just afraid while you are going from here, with Ulu, what would happen later on, say, you know? I feel what would happen? More victory, more blessing, more cross, more knowing Jesus, more loving Jesus. Never stop. It is one journey of victory. And I ask him, Bosu, what is the life of faith? Life of faith that God is preparing for me today and tomorrow forever. God is protecting me today and tomorrow and forever. God is with me today and tomorrow and forever. This is a life of faith. As a kid, our holy fathers can daima living in joy. Can daima praising the Lord. I feel never worry about tomorrow. I feel that Jesus is keeping for them the best. Do we have this hope or not? Or we are worried about tomorrow? Do you think that? بص كده صدقوني انا بجي لي ايام كده قاعد كده imagine كده God in heaven because he loves us very much كده you are كده thinking what is the best for Abraham you are preparing for him the best and what is the best for Habibi David what is the best for his beautiful wife what is the best for that one God كده you are كده you are يقول that no this is better and this is much greater and God planning for us life of faith to go and trust, go to the presence of the Lord and I say to him, I trust you for your tomorrow. I trust you for all my life. I want to see how much you are keeping me the best. And every time I meet Abuna Tadros Maradi, I don't know, how many of you could see him? How many met Abuna Tadros? Shelter Ragil, he is almost 78 years. Always shining, always optimistic, always fruitful. We had only Sayyidina all these years. Every time I sit down with the Lord, I ask him, what about tomorrow? What is the best for me? And every time he comes to us, Africa, more shining, more fruitful, more stronger. I couldn't believe. What only this is the person who loves the Lord and trusts the Lord. Always is fruitful and blessed. Do you believe in that? How many of you believe in that? How many believe that God is keeping the best for me tomorrow? And I'm so hopeful about tomorrow. خلاص يا حبايبي. Let us summarize again the four lessons quickly. First lesson is always God expecting me to show my love to be, for Him to be different. I want to be always thankful because I love Jesus. Second, all the way the Lord is faithful to me. Thirdly, all the way God is father, mother, caring and loving and caring. At the end, all the way God is keeping for me the best for tomorrow. So I'm so happy about tomorrow. I'm so like optimistic about tomorrow. خلاص يا حبايبي, can we go with this spirit? Can we go كده? And say with St. Paul, if that is kept for me, if God will be, if the blessing of the Lord is for me, if God keeping for me the best for tomorrow, I can say all to St. Paul, I can do everything in Jesus Christ. Are you afraid? Who is afraid about? Who will be defeated tomorrow? Who is worrying about sin tomorrow? Will you worry about anything? I don't think we can worry about anything. We'll go with new heart, with new hope. For the best future with Jesus tomorrow. خلاص حبايبي, any question? Any question? I didn't find the song this song. It is great in the Naimin al-Maradi. Hello, okay. That's great. Any question?
What was number four again, Sayyidina? Sorry.
Huh?
What was number four again?
Number four is keeping for me the best for tomorrow. God is planning for me the best. God put his mighty hand, kind of my future, a golden future for me. So future for me is the best. The best wine is kept for me. خلاص يا حبايبي. Any question كده؟ Can we sing a fiery song كده وناخد time of prayer كده؟ بس all of us pray كده before we go. Can we do that? يلا stand up كده. Can you leave your mobile? Great people. And I think the worst invention in the world is the mobile. We should, I'm going to have the next time when they come. First thing you should make to collect some mobiles. After when you enter the American embassy, any embassy, collect the mobile. When they are entering, collect the mobiles for them.